I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, well, so you want to do this one first, the Pepsi. You got the Pepsi guy ready over there, Brad. Yeah. Now, this guy is going to, he'll talk about what he saw here. After an argument, after an argument with the girlfriend, some guys might go to the bar and drink. Some guys may just go hide away in their man cave.
Go work it out, sweat it out, and hike up into the woods.
Some guys may steal a Pepsi truck from Tulsa, Oklahoma. A man stole a Pepsi truck as the driver was unloading soda in the back. The driver jumped out of the back when he felt his truck move and soda spilling everywhere. Police say the truck, he had an argument with his girlfriend, and he was heading for the airport. Well, here's the Pepsi truck driver, I believe.
Evidently, the Pepsi folks were delivering some soda pop. And,
it was the cop.
While one of them was in the back. Then he felt the truck take off, and he ended up jumping out of the back. He took off. He was just slinging soda pop through every intersection he blazed through. He said he needed to get to the airport, and that's why he took the truck. One of the officers I overheard him ask, said, man, do you know how to drive a semi? And he says, no, I just winged it. Just figured it out.
Yeah, well, I guess the girlfriend, he thought the girlfriend might be heading for the airport, and he didn't have any other way to get there. So he saw the Pepsi truck and said, I'm taking that to the airport. That's how I'm going to get there. Police say that when they caught up to this guy, stopped in traffic, the guy jumped out and started to run off. And he was arrested just as the Pepsi truck rolled into the back of a school bus. Thankfully, no one was aboard the school bus. No kids were aboard. Yeah. Nobody was hurt in any of this.
Now, that sounds like the plot to some one of those silly romantic comedies that would be on Lifetime or something. You know, there's a big breakup. She's heading for the airport. He has to stop her. And it's all funny when he's stealing the Pepsi truck until he hits the school bus.
Yeah.
It's not funny anymore.
Turns out, though, she's a Coke girl. So that could be the problem between them to begin with.
Yeah.
He's Pepsi, she's Coke.
That's the problem. Here's the problem in Perkins Township, Ohio. Lady named Dawn Moon, wanted to come up with a new name for her nail salon. She says, I want something that they can remember, and I don't want to have something that they can't pronounce or say. It's got to be something simple. So she made the business decision that she would name her nail salon the Hand Jobs Salon. There are people in the town that aren't down with that.
If you go and you have your nose done, it's called a nose job, right? Okay, well, you come and you get your hands done, it's a hand job. It really is what we do. We work on hands all day, every day. In less than a week, I think the whole country knows about us, so you can't.
What do you think about that?
You can't pay for that kind of advertisement. You just can't.
I mean, this morning I put on my Facebook, I'm going to Sandusky to get a job.
She does jobs. I'm here getting my hands done.
She do hands for a living. That's what she do. I don't understand why it's a big deal.
Well, some people in the local zoning board said you can't have signs or text or graphics that are indecent or obscene in nature. And so we have a stance on it. We're taking it into consideration what it means to the entire community of Perkins Township. And the zoning restrictions will meet and have their decision by the end of the week.
So they might zone that area for hand jobs, apparently.
It could get zoned that way.
All right, now we're going to take you to where you can find the world's largest pair of jeans. You got to go to Peru. A department store there has them. They broke the Guinness.
They're in the back of my closet, aren't they?
They broke the Guinness World Record. These folks did by creating a pair of jeans roughly the size of a 22-story building. It took a team of 50 people 6 months to put together the jeans. 215 feet tall, 140 feet wide. The materials that went into the jeans collectively weigh nearly 6 tons. Guinness came out. They certified it. They said, yep. Those are the largest jeans.
Them some big ass jeans.
In the world. The jeans will remain on display at the mall through Sunday, and then they'll take them down. To which Walmart instantly said, hey, build some more. We can put them on the shelves here.
I can't believe it's news.
All right.